This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 85 for Monday, October 2nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are closed on Monday as it marks the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. On Friday, the November canola contract lost $8.50 at $707 per ton, and the January contract gave up $8.30 at $716 per ton. As daytime highs across the prairies return to normal, much of the region is forecast to see rain today. Parts of the eastern prairies are expected to get rain for the next 3 days. Alberta reported on Friday that its province-wide harvest is at 79% complete, with its canola at 62% finished. Trading in the Canadian dollar continues on Monday morning, with the loonie weaker due to gains in the United States dollar. The Canadian dollar is at 73.28 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 73.96. The Bank of Canada is closed on Monday, meaning there will not be an official close for the loonie today. While European rapeseed is mixed, Malaysian palm oil is lower. There are losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, while soy oil is higher. Global crude oil prices are dipping, putting some pressure on the vegetable oils. The markets in China are closed for the country's Golden Week holiday. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales this morning. One is for 132,000 tons of soybeans to China, and the other is for 210,000 tons of corn to Mexico. The USDA will publish its weekly export inspections report later this morning. Then this afternoon, the department releases its weekly crop progress report. The U.S. soybean and corn harvests are expected to be about one quarter complete. And the USDA will issue its monthly fats and oils report, as well as its monthly crush report. The average trade guess pegs the August crush at 171.6 million bushels of soybeans. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday morning. The November contract is down 2 cents at $12.73 per bushel. December soy meal loses $4.20 at $377 per short ton. December soy oil gains more than a half cent at 56.36 cents per pound. Corn is higher as its December contract rises 7 cents at $4.84 per bushel. Oats are mixed as its December contract adds 9.5 cents at $4.42. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago December climbs 14 cents at $5.55. Kansas City December jumps 14.5 cents at $6.78. And Minneapolis December gains 14 cents at $7.23. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, October 2nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.